Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, welcome to episode 26. Which is titled, The Dam of Promotion is About to Break. So I hope that title catches your attention. It's pretty exciting, I think. And what that title is a combination of two recent prophetic words that I've brought. That's the direction that I got for today's episode. So before I start into the content, remember, I've told you before, but be sure to send me your questions or comments if you would, particularly about what topics or subjects you might like me to cover in future episodes. That's really quite often how the Lord will direct me about what it is that I'm to explore or talk about. So you can do that by dropping me a line at info@starfireministries.org. Okay? All right, well, sometimes I do more of a teaching type podcast. If you've been following my show, you should know that, of course, by now. And episodes like that would be one recently was titled, Should Women Function as Pastors, Elders, Overseers in Today's Churches? That was a pretty in-depth, heavy-duty teaching. And recently I did one about how you can grow in discernment. But obviously for today's topic, this episode will be much more of a prophetic word type episode. So I think it's great when we can combine teaching and the prophetic and always keep it grounded in God's word, of course. So the two prophetic words, now you may have seen these on our social media account someplace, or perhaps Charisma Magazine or Elijah List, so sometimes we're very blessed that these go farther. But what's fun about doing a prophetic word like this one today in podcast form is that I can go into more depth than I can than when it's in print form. So that's kind of fun. And I just can fill in the blanks and give you a little bit more backstory or detail, that kind of thing. So the first word was brought on April 4, 2022, and it was called Keep a Good Faith, the Dam is About to Break. The second I just released on May 1st, 2022, titled May is a Month of Promotion, a Coronation is About to Take Place. So I'm recording this right now, this episode on May 2nd. All right. So as I said, the title of that first word is Keep a Good Faith, the Dam is About to Break. So I received that word sometime during the night of April 4th, or at least the beginning of it, as the Lord, first of all, gave me Luke 11:5 to 13. And then I heard, keep a good faith. So of course I keep a notebook by the side of my bed. And after writing these things down, I fell back asleep and I had a dream. In this dream, my husband and I were viewing a large reservoir of water. Oddly enough, even though water continuously flowed into it and there was no apparent outlet or overflow, the water level remained constant and never changed. It seemed important that we figure out a way for excess water to be released. And once we had done this, it was like a dam had broken open. So then we watched from a safe vantage point with a group of people, and we saw a massive volume of water begin cascading out of the reservoir. So apparently, even though the water level had remained the same, an enormous amount of unreleased excess water had built up and been stored out of sight somehow. And now it was being all released at once. And I remember thinking, oh man, a person would not want to get in the way of that water. I mean, it was a tremendous wall of water being released. So remember, the Lord gave me a passage of scripture, so I'll want to read that. Luke 11:5-8 is the story of a man who comes to his friend at midnight and he asks for loaves of bread. And verses 9 to 13 are an encouragement to keep asking, seeking, and knocking. So let me read a couple of those verses. Luke 11:8-9 in the New King James says, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. So what I felt like the Lord wanted me to say was to encourage you to keep asking and seeking and knocking, because many of us have been storing up words and promises from the Lord for a long time without seeing evidence of their fulfillment. So if that's you, then I believe that by remaining persistent in faith, that's the key to unlocking the backlog of your promises in this hour. So I hear the Lord saying, keep a good faith. The dam is about to break. Amen? That's a good word. All right, so that's the first prophetic word. And the second one I just released on May 1st. As I said, I'm recording this particular episode on May 2nd. This second word is titled, May is a month of promotion. A coronation is about to take place. Just recently, the Lord showed me that May will be a month of promotion. Now, in the natural realm, May is often associated with promotion in the form of graduation, right? Whether it's from grade or high school, or from some form of post-secondary type of education. So interestingly enough, I myself just completed my master's in theological studies. Woohoo! Remember I told you I was working on it, and I'd be sure to let you know when I finished. So I mean, just recently, within the last couple days, I got this piece of paper and we took some fun shots, some pics, and some videos. So I myself, having just completed this master's in theological studies, I'm now joining the ranks of those who will be celebrating graduations this month of May. And also remember, when I refer to those pics and videos, if you want to see those, the most comprehensive place you'll see that is on Diane Lake Facebook account. That's with the handle at Diane M.T. Lake. And I have some really fun videos there. It's just as an aside. But just as in the natural, May is a month of promotion, right, with graduation, I also believe that May will be a spiritual month of promotion as well. Now, I want to refer to Bishop Bill Hammond here, because he prophesied in his word for 2022 that during the 6 months from the end of October 2021 until the end of April 2022, which just a day or two ended, that God was going to examine each child of his to see what we have done with what God has invested within us. And those who pass this settling of accounts examination by Jesus will receive new and greater release of God's glory and power to demonstrate the kingdom of God in the nations. So he has based this on Matthew 25:14-30, which is the parable of the talents. And I'm going to come back and talk about that a little bit more later. So the last night of April, then, I had multiple dreams of promotion. In one, I saw myself serving in a ministry capacity that contained greater authority and responsibility, which I believe will be true and result for all of you who have graduated by passing this examination. It's not just me. So the master in Matthew 25 had said the same thing to both servants who passed this settling of accounts. Matthew 25:23, New King James Version says, His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So then the next morning, May 1st, the Lord directed my attention to Zechariah 6:9-13, in which the word of the Lord came in the form of a command to crown Joshua, the son of the high priest. Verses 11 and 13 in the New King James read, Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown, and set it on the head of Joshua, the son of the high priest. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be upon them both. So here's what I felt like the Lord has said. For those who have been found faithful, May is a month which marks a season of promotion. I hear the Lord saying, a coronation is about to take place. Get ready for promotion. An old chapter has ended and a new one is beginning. A coronation is about to take place. Amen. I'm grabbing a hold of that word. Now, this is where I get to go a little bit deeper, because I want to expand a little bit on the part about having been faithful, a little bit more insight into what that means. Remember referring to the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-30. So if you followed any of my other episodes, you will remember that this is the passage that the Lord has really been highlighting for me over the last several months. And that was before I knew that Bishop had used this passage in his word for 2022. So in my episode 22 of this show, it was titled, "This Will Be an Era of Abundance, Recovery, and Fruit." And I also wrote an article you can find on our website of that same title. And that's our website is www.starfireministries.org. So as far as this being an era of abundance, the verse that the Lord gave me is at the end of that passage, Matthew 25:29 says, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away." And then the Lord had me prophesy at the end of that article and on that episode to you that the natural realm might continue to exhibit shortages and bare shelves. But what I hear the Lord say is that this is an abundant era, and not just financially for provision for God's kingdom people, but a time of personal harvest and fruit as well. So remember, I prophesied over you and declared that for those who have been found faithful, this will be an era of abundance. So go back and listen to that if you haven't heard it. Now, let me mention a little bit more about Bishop Bill Hammond and his particular word for 2022, what he said. So remember, I've told you that I view Bishop Bill Hammond, who is known as the father of the modern prophetic movement, as a mentor of mine. We're ordained with his ministry. And he has said that in October, God told him to tell his people that in the next 6 months, which ended in April of 2022, he was coming to settle accounts. Now, you find that language used in Matthew 25. So remember, the master came to settle accounts with his servants. And the servant that misused the golden coins, didn't invest it, didn't use it wisely, the money from that man was actually taken away and given to those that already had used theirs accordingly to what they had been giving. So Bishop Hammond had said that the Lord was going to come and see if people were using what he had given them. And then after April, the Lord was sending angels on assignment to release anointings and to empower those who have prove that they have used what they have, so that even if you are in difficult situations, you are going to have a glory anointing and be able to go forth and bring forth exploits to glorify the Lord's name. The Lord was raising men and women, he said, this is Bishop, to demonstrate his glory and power, and those who have proven themselves will receive mantles and special assignments and commissions. That's pretty powerful. All right, so let's talk just a little bit about what does it mean to be faithful if you've passed this examination of settling of accounts, because, you know, we kind of wonder about that, right? Have I passed? What is it that I need to do? So let me just clarify a little bit. I believe that what we're talking about is people who have proven to be using all that God has invested into them. They are progressively maturing into Christ's likeness. They are growing, they are multiplying, and they are zealously pressing on to be and do all that Jesus Christ has called them to do and be. And those are the ones that will receive the new and greater release of God's glory and power to demonstrate the kingdom of God in all nations. So, all right, if you're one of those people, obviously then you will be co-laboring with the Holy Spirit to bring about the consummation of the ages, fulfilling of all the prophetic scripture, so that Jesus can return as King of Kings over all the earth, establishing his kingdom over all the earth. So remember our title, Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. As we engage in the prophetic, That enables Christ to come back. That's what we're all about here on this show. So, I hope that these two prophetic words have really encouraged you and brought you hope, because I know this has been a tough season for many. In the natural, things can look disheartening or bleak. You know, we see shortages, we see inflation, all these types of things. There's wars and all these things we know from current events. But remember, that's why we need to keep our eyes and ears on Jesus and listen to what it is that he is saying and doing. That's what the prophetic allows us to do. Then we can apprehend it by faith, walk it out, and therefore help the encouragement of the Lord's people and his return, enable his return. All right, so let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for these encouraging words and for what the prophetic can mean for us, how we can not only be encouraged ourselves, but we can partner with you to bring your plans to pass so that you can return and set up your kingdom over all the earth. Father, for all those who are listening, who have been found faithful, Lord, bring these words to pass for them. Let the dam break, Father, and the promises and the words pour out over them. Let the promotions come and happen. Even as May begins, Father, let there be coronations, promotions, and the evidence of what you are doing in their lives be manifested in Jesus' name. I pray encouragement over you and blessing and new prophetic insight into the season that is coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks everybody for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our show. And also please rate and review us on iTunes, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireministries.org. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter. You can also donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites there. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.